ladies and gentlemen. It's a big, weird, wild world out there, folks, and here we stand. Al pie del cañón, ready for anything. I'm Rob, that's the Natch, and you're listening to...
The Bravo Show!
Good morning, good people. It's time for your daily dose of news and opinion right here on The Probo Show, coming to you live at 8:30 a.m. Central European Time. How are you doing today? We got over the hump, Natch. We are now officially downhill to the weekend. Wishing you all painless and quick meetings today. You know? I know there's important people coming to the office today for meetings. So everyone involved may be quick, painless, and good. There you go. See? Natch. It's me wishing my co-workers good luck. And they say I'm a grumpy man. Oh my God, did I torture those elves this morning? And boy, did they prepare a good show for us today. In today's 100 Humans, we ask them to name something there is too much of on social media. Nombra algo de lo que hay demasiado. Demasiado. Sorry, I should at least try and pronounce all the letters. Nombra algo de lo que hay demasiado en las redes sociales. In today's Complete the News, assuming we have time for it, we're going to find out what fell on a house in Florida. An alligator. It's not an alligator. And today's unpopular opinion is technological progress. El progreso tecnológico. Technological progress is outpacing, está superando, in términos de velocidad, right? It's outpacing. Está superando a la moralidad humana. It's outpacing human morality. Human morality cannot keep up pace with the speed of technology. That is today's unpopular opinion. Going to be a fascinating discussion today. I'm excited for this one. And then, obviously, we've got lots of news. First of all, I do want to say a very quick but heartfelt good morning to BTI. Says, good morning, Rob and Probo Showers. Good morning, sir. We have Eugene in the chat saying good morning to everyone. How are you doing, Eugene? We also have Vero. Good morning, beautiful warriors around the universe and beyond. I've just updated Twitch on my phone. Let's see if the poll works. God, I hope that's it. I hope you guys can vote. We also have The Bridge, Gemma, Nuriatam, and many, many more who haven't quite yet said good morning. If you want to join us in our live audience, have your voice heard, contribute to the opinions and chat in today's Probo Show, you can do that at twitch.tv/professionalbohemian. Alternatively, you can interact with the content that we do every single day on my Instagram, @professionalbohemian. Or if you want to check out the news that I read in greater depth, or you want to check out the VODs or all the other content that I post, you can do that on my Patreon. That's all professional bohemian. Bohemio profesional, pero en inglés. All right, friends, let's dig into some news. I'm here, you're here, the Natch is here. Let's see what's going on in the world. Oh, Natch, I'm still in pain from the 25 minutes I went to the gym. I brought my things again. I'm going to go again today, Natch. Are you still working out in the morning from home? Or in the evening?
Well, in the evening. One night in the afternoon.
Mm. Oh, dude, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it. Is it an intense workout or do you kind of keep it?
No, it's normal.
Because you haven't gained weight. You didn't gain weight at Christmas. You're kind of always like the same. If you were to watch a time lapse of me, it would be like I'm breathing in slow motion. I just get bigger and fatter in the winter time, and then go crazy trying to lose that weight in the summer. Ugh. Anyway, hopefully you can all relate to that. It's Operation Bikini, isn't it, friends? I need to look good in my mankini, Natch, like Borat. If I go to the south of Spain this year in my mankini, I want people to stop and go, oh, wow. All right, in the news today, some people are being given thousands of dollars with no strings attached. No strings attached, sin condiciones, I think. In a universal basic income trial. And they mostly spend the cash wisely. A algunas personas se les están dando miles de dólares sin condiciones en pruebas de ingreso básico universal. Or, what is it? Ingreso vital? Or something like that. I can't remember.
In Spain, there is a thing called ingreso mínimo vital.
Okay. Ingreso mínimo vital. Universal basic income. Mayormente gastan el dinero sabiamente. Yeah, this is the whole debate we're coming back to about universal basic income. A great article today from businessinsider.com. We've gone to and fro with this in the show, and whenever I have this discussion with people, one thing I hear quite often is, it's been tried and never worked. Yeah, I debate whether it's really been tried with any kind of real gusto, with any real kind of conviction, I'll be honest. But here we go. It's being tried again. There's a trial going on in the US. So universal basic income has gained attention as a potential solution to economic challenges exacerbated by the pandemic, technological advancements, threatening jobs, and financial strains. Universal basic income involves providing all adults with a recurring cash payment regardless of their financial status. Without dictating how the money should be spent. Early trials and studies indicate that recipients primarily use universal basic income for essential expenses, such as food, housing, and transportation. You know, what did they think they were going to spend this money on? This is my question. Do we have such little faith in our fellow humans? Like, one big rebuttal to the argument in favour of universal basic income. One big criticism I constantly hear, because I'm an advocate for the idea of universal basic income. I think it would be in the net benefit for humanity, especially with all the technological job scarcity that's on its way. Being an advocate, I hear quite a lot that people will lose motivation to work. Do you think that's true, Natch?
Yes, I do.
You know, I don't, and I'll tell you why. Okay, I don't think. I mean, there'll always be a small section of society that will want to, you know, live comfortably on the money they can, right? But I think a big part of human nature is exploratory. We are naturally curious, and we want success. Every human wants to feel. Well, not every single human, but most of us, the vast majority of us, want to feel like we're being successful, we're being productive, or at least we're contributing to society in some positive way. You know, I think we'd see a massive uptick in self-learning. I think the online education industry would explode. You know, I think we're naturally human. I don't think that the workforce will completely empty, at least to the ratio it's emptying thanks to AI and other things. So yeah, I understand how people feel like that, how people won't be motivated to work. I think they will. I think I think for the most part, people, one thing you can always count on humans is greed. Yeah, no, we're always going to want more. And let's face it, folks, the cost of living. So yeah, it comes as no surprise to me that people who received a universal basic income check spent it on things like food, housing, and transportation. Come on, it makes complete sense. When you are not used to daily exercise, the pain remains for days, says Vero. Yeah, oh my God. My legs are like rubber, didn't it? I felt better yesterday. I'm supposed to go back to the gym today for more torture. Data from over 30 US pilot programs involving nearly 8,300 participants show significant portions of universal basic income funds are allocated to retail sales and services, food and groceries, housing and utilities, with minimal expenditure on non-essential items. This spending pattern suggests that universal basic income could serve as a crucial support for individuals struggling to make basic needs, potentially boosting the economy by enabling unemployed recipients to seek employment without losing benefits and improving mental health and happiness. Yeah. I mean, for me, I just feel like we need a plan for the future. If universal basic income is it, perfect. If we don't agree with that, maybe it's a three and a half day work week, you know, without losing, you know, I don't know. 3.5 day work week, so you have to hire two people to do one person's job. Or what would be classically one person's job now? I don't know. We need to create more jobs, friends. We do. Or at least more jobs that aren't going to be stolen by artificial intelligence. That's just an opinion. All right, let's move on. The White House, La Casa Blanca, the White House wants the moon, La Luna, to have its own time zone. La Casa Blanca quiere que la luna tenga su propia zona horaria. The White House is advocating for NASA to create a unique time zone for the moon, termed Coordinated Lunar Time, LTC. Due to the moon's different gravitational field, which makes time pass slightly faster there than on Earth. I did not know that, Nash. Do you know time was faster on the moon than on Earth? Me neither. They're having a lot of fun up there. Time flies when you're having fun. The moon people, they're just partying always. By it's 58.7 milliseconds faster a day, apparently. This difference, though seemingly minor, is crucial for synchronizing spacecraft operations. The initiative aims to facilitate coordination among various national and private lunar exploration efforts. With time on the moon ticking differently than on Earth, establishing LTC, again, Coordinated Lunar Time, by 2026 is pivotal for the accuracy and safety of missions like Artemis 3, which seeks to land at the lunar South Pole. Yeah, we're going to be hearing more and more about the moon in the upcoming years, friends. The new space race is upon us, this time for resources. Yeah, yeah, those industrialists looking at the moon thinking, oh, we can do some mining up there. What's the bet, Natch? In 10 years' time, we have Gold Rush Moon. I would watch it, man. I'm so addicted to Gold Rush Alaska. It's not even funny. All right, and final piece of news today. Interesting. If you're an angry person, when you're angry, Natch, when you're feeling kind of all pent up and angry, what do? Perhaps you vent, right? Perhaps you vent. You vent that anger. To vent is to desahogarse, okay? So, here's interesting results from a scientific study. Venting does not reduce anger, but something else does, a study finds. Desahogarse no reduce la ira, pero algo más sí, encuentra un estudio. This coming from Science Alert. A new meta-analytic review by researchers at Ohio State University analyzing 154 studies challenges the common belief that venting anger, like releasing steam from a pressure cooker, helps reduce it. Instead, the study found little evidence to support the idea that venting diminishes anger and suggests it might even increase it. Woo! So you vent. The idea is, you know, I'm feeling tense and angry. I'm going to vent. Let me vent at you. You vent, but it makes you more angry. I'll be honest, that isn't my personal experience, but who am I to argue with science, you know? So the research involving 10,189 participants indicates that the key to managing anger effectively lies in reducing psychological arousal rather than engaging in activities that might increase it, such as physical exertion or venting. Calming activities like deep breathing, meditating, and yoga were found to be more effective in reducing anger. You're a meditator, right? Or yoga, you're doing one of the things. Yeah. Do you find it makes you a calmer person?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so you're saying what I need to do is stop screaming into my pillow every morning in anguish. That's my meditation, Nash. That's my yoga. I just push the duvet into my mouth and scream wildly until the despair disperses, and then I go to work. So yeah, apparently calming activity is much better than venting. The study published in Clinical Psychology Review underscores the importance of calming techniques over venting or physical exertion for anger management, offering a more healthful approach to dealing with anger and stress. Fascinating. Fascinating. Going against common belief there. I mean, we all have that good friend, right? If things are going bad, you call them up and you just vent. Oh, I mean, usually that makes me feel fine. But perhaps a better stress management technique than it is an anger management one. BTI says, in my honest opinion, it should enhance the work, not pay for doing nothing. Every person is capable of a thing and everybody should put their grain to our society. Yeah, I understand that. I understand that. And look, I mean, I've been involved in a few conversations about universal basic income. Born to Iron Man here talking about our first story today. I've been involved in several debates and, you know, I have been accused of being too optimistic. Funnily enough, for those of you who know me, you might be a little bit shocked by that. But yeah, I am quite optimistic with regards to the human spirit. And like Einstein discovered the theory of relativity, not working as a physicist. You know, he worked in a patent office. But because he was so fascinated with physics and he had such a unique brain, the way he thought and solved problems, you know, he kind of put his efforts while at work into something else. Yeah, I mean, yeah, the argument could be made, well, if he was unemployed and being paid by the government, would he have still kind of been as motivated to create something? Who knows? Who knows? I just know that in those moments of downtime I've had, I've always tried to make them very productive. Anyway, on that note, friends, let's move on to today's unpopular opinion.
Unpopular opinion!
Fascinating debate, Natch. I don't know, man. Maybe we should do universal basic income one day next week as a debate. Yeah, are you? You're not a believer, right? You don't believe that universal basic income would work as a solution for society's kind of up and coming employment crisis.
I don't know. I think it will end up being so low that it will make you so poor that
yeah,
it's not going to do anything to your life.
Yeah, it wouldn't be enough to live on, basically. The universal basic income wouldn't be enough to pay your rent. Certainly not here in Madrid, anyway. You've got to wonder what the solution is. I mean, a lot of people say, quite rightly so, well, let's spend a few minutes on this before we go into the unpopular opinion. Quite rightly so, that, you know, that AI is a tool. It's not going to replace as many people as we think. But the way AI, the technology is overlapping with robotics, we're already seeing like automatons, right? We're already seeing robots in the market. I think Figma is one. I know Elon Musk is developing his own. Apple are in the consumer robotics game now as well. Now they've turned their attention away from electric cars. You got to wonder, like, how business will adopt these. I mean, one thing we know about business is, or the world of business is, that if it's possible to save money, to make more money for the shareholders, and then that's what you will do. And, you know, to be frank, you know, you pay for a robot once, but that's it. They never get ill. they're not taking maternity leave or paternity leave. They're not getting upset. They're not taking holidays. You know, if you don't think that will happen, look at outsourcing. How many factories have been moved overseas just because the workers are cheaper? So you don't think businesses will adopt robots? You know, medical AI is practically taking over. We'll have an article about this tomorrow. AI is practically taking over the field of medical research. It's crazy. There are Einsteins out there, but there are freeloaders as well, said Born to Iron Man. Yeah, hard to argue with that analysis. Anyway, let's get into today's unpopular opinion, which is tangentially related. Technological progress is outpacing human morality. El progreso tecnológico está superando la moralidad humana. Yeah, you don't think so? I think we would all say, you know, we find it distasteful to pretend to be someone else, right? To catfish the world and post suggestive photos of this created person online. Yet thousands of people are doing it, you know? Creating fake influencers and posting pictures, semi-nude pictures of them on Instagram. It's crazy. But human morality would dictate that that is bad, right? Fascinating. Fascinating. So let's get into it. I asked people on Instagram. I said, technological progress is outpacing human morality. And they said, 77% true. Why didn't you go to the Natch? I don't know where Natch is. I think he's on the phone. So let's get into some pros and cons. The elves provided us with some pros and cons. Let's get into them now in the pro column. Ethical lag. As technology advances rapidly, there's often a delay before society can catch up with ethical frameworks to govern its use. This lag can lead to scenarios where technology is used in ways that challenge or violate societal norms, such as privacy concerns with surveillance technology or ethical dilemmas in artificial intelligence. When Cambridge Analytica were shown to have influenced a government election, not just Brexit, not just the American election, but several elections or several voting processes around the world, when democracy was proven to be fragile, thanks to the data that Facebook collects, we as a society didn't even know how to handle that information because we have handed over our privacy to private firms. Now, argue to me again that it's not true that technological progress is outpacing our morality. It is. We've seen it time and time again. Next point. Innovations can have unforeseen impacts that challenges existing moral and ethical standards. For instance, social media was heralded as its potential to connect people, but has also been criticized for exacerbating political polarization, spreading misinformation, and contributing to mental health issues. True story. You know, these side effects of quite a lot of this technology have proven challenging and still prove to be challenging in the debate whether versus freedom of speech versus privacy versus, you know, all these circles intersect, and we as a society just don't know how to handle it because there are problems that we never even anticipated. Commercialization over compassion. The rush to capitalize on new technologies can sometimes prioritize profit over ethical considerations. For example, the exploitation of personal data for targeted advertising. And final point in the pro column, here we go. Technological advancements can exacerbate global inequalities, with richer nations and individuals benefiting disproportionately. This divide demonstrates a moral failing to ensure equitable access to technology. True story. All right, let's get into the cons real quick, okay? Human morality can adapt and guide technological progress. That would be the ideal, right? That would be the ideal. Let's get into it. Human morality is adaptable and capable of evolving alongside technological changes. Throughout history, societies have developed new ethical standards in response to technological advancements, such as regulations around nuclear energy and or the establishment of digital rights and privacy laws. Thank you, Europe, right? You know, most of the cookie laws we see online now are thanks to European regulations. So thank you. Regulations around nuclear energy too, given the disasters we've found, but are they too stringent? Given that there are constant advances being made, and it is a limitless source of clean energy. Anyway, let's continue. Technology itself can offer solutions to ethical and moral dilemmas. For instance, renewable energy technologies address moral concerns about environmental sustainability. Next, there's a growing movement towards ethical innovation where technologists and companies prioritize social responsibility and ethical considerations in the development of new technologies. I would argue with that. I mean, look at the unhampered progress of AI exponentially improving. It seems like every week there's a new tool, a new language model, a new something that has implications beyond the scope of which it was designed, you know? AI is creating poetry and drawing pictures while we're doing the dishes. I want that to be the other way around. I want AI to be doing my dishes and doing my laundry and me paint pictures and write poetry. Okay, final point here in the con column. The global nature of technology allows for unprecedented levels of collaboration and consensus building around ethical standards and regulations. International frameworks and treaties on cyber warfare, internet governance, and AI ethics are examples of how global cooperation can address moral challenges. All right, friends, I'm going to post a poll in the chat. You guys have written some amazing messages there. I will get to them in a second. But I want to know from you, is it true? Is today's unpopular opinion true? Technological process is outpacing human morality. Guys, I'll post a poll in the chat. So many things you could have been doing today. Instead of doing those things, you took the time to spend some time with me. And it means the world. See you soon. Hey, guys. If you'd like to support the show, you can do so on Patreon. That's patreon.com/professionalbohemian. There you'll find VODs of the episodes as they are recorded live, blogs, vlogs, and behind-the-scenes content. If you'd like to watch the show live, you can do so on twitch.tv/professionalbohemian, and you can participate in the polls we use in the show on Instagram @professionalbohemian or Twitter @probo, P-R-O-B-O-H. Okay, on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. If you just tuned in, what did you miss? Wow. We've spoken about, well, first of all, universal basic income, which did kind of provoke a little bit of chat here. BTI with some very valid points here saying, you know, well, to condense BTI's point is, yes, there are innovators in the world that will take this as an opportunity to have more free time to work on their passions. But there are also freeloaders who are just going to take this money and do nothing. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know what the solution is to unemployment on a mass scale. Do I believe that people should work for a living? There you go. There's an interesting point. Should we all work for a living? Should it be possible for us to, fund our families and our dreams and our lives without having to be a slave to some corporate overlord? I actually believe yes. I think it does us, it's for the net benefit that we work for a living. However, you know, you look at the wells that are created in the economy, how there are so few billionaires, how all the money is in the hands of such few people. And I question whether our current economic model is working for the majority of us, you know? And I think we need a solution for the advance in technology, you know? Because that advance in technology is a solution for many businesses of how to kind of reduce human labor. So the fewer humans there are doing that work, the more AI is used, the fewer humans. I mean, look, it's going to break the economy, friends. Unless people are out there contributing to the economy, spending money, spending cash on things, we're all going to have a massive problem. I don't know. This is proof that technology is over us, says BTI. Yeah, we're having problems with the voting, friends. Still, Twitch, fix your app, man. All right, so we spoke about universal basic income. I'm enjoying the chat on this, the debate. We'll bring it up next week as a topic. I already have tomorrow's planned. But we'll talk about UBI next week. We looked at the White House wanting to create a time zone, un zona horaria, a time zone for the moon. Not as ridiculous as it sounds. It's so NASA or agencies here on Earth can coordinate missions in space or on the lunar surface. And finally, we looked at an interesting study here from the publication Clinical Psychology Review, saying that venting our anger, desahogarse, to vent your anger, doesn't help reduce that anger. Better to use calming exercises, meditation, yoga, deep breathing, that kind of thing. Proven or shown to work much better. All right, and then we moved into today's unpopular opinion, which is a fascinating one. Technological progress is outpacing human morality. Okay, I'm going to go to the Natch here, although I know he's busy, so I don't know how much attention he's paying. Natch, technological progress, is it outpacing, moving faster than our human morality?
I don't have a clear opinion. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it is.
Yeah, I think it's hard to argue against this one. I'm going to be honest. 77% of Instagram said true. I think it's hard to argue against this one. Before I give my thoughts here, I want to very quickly see what people are writing here on the on Twitch. Vero says, the excessive use of social media and technology is leaving social relationships in much lower position than they were, for example, 30 years ago. Okay, yeah, a lot of that, I would say, with regards to our relationships, have suffered thanks to social media. But can we deny that, you know, as a people, we've kind of rolled back our thoughts on, or our relationship with, the idea of the traditional nuclear family? Have we not evolved past our original kind of preconceptions with regards to what a family is, how the future kind of should look for a young person? I feel like we're much more the authors of our own particular flavors of relationship nowadays, rather than being set in stone a particular path by society. I think there is definitely a lot to be said about that. I did receive a lot of messages on Instagram as well. Let me get into these. Leo says, I understand where the concern comes from, but tech is just a tool. It's all about how we use it. We've got to innovate faster to solve the world's problems, which is interesting because yesterday we were talking about engineering our way out of the climate crisis, right? I've got more news on that tomorrow, by the way. But yeah, I mean, look, there are instances where technology have provided better tools, better ways to work against or work for, in aid of our morality. But our morality is so fluid, friends. Here's another thing, right? It's fluid, but it doesn't always keep pace with technology. You know, what was considered rude or unseemly 50 years ago has completely changed today. Does technology help with that? Does technology hinder with that? I don't think it does either. I think technology is its own thing, creating its own kind of avenues for how morality should react. And quite often we don't. Look at social media. You know, proven to be for the worst of our mental health, particularly for young people. Yet we still use it. We haven't banned it. You know? I believe the same thing's going to happen with AI. Everyone now is like, oh, yeah, it's so great. When we're all unemployed with no income in 20 years, we'll retake that conversation. Okay, so thanks, Leo. Anyway, good points. Maya says, it's not about slowing innovation, but ensuring it aligns with human rights and ethics. We're seeing tech used for surveillance, manipulating emotions through media. There's a real need for a moral compass in tech development. But here, everything everyone's outlining about the problem with technology is that they're actually human problems. Maybe the problem here is not technology outpacing human morality, but human morality outpacing itself. Our own greed getting in the way of our moral fiber. Does that make sense? Ethan, there's a quote I love. Science can tell you how to clone a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Freudian slip there, Natch. A science can tell you how to clone a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Humanities can tell you why this might be a bad idea. Technology is outstripping our moral guidance, making us ask, can we or should we? Yeah. How many boardrooms, when it comes to the use of AI, in modern business. In how many boardrooms are they having the conversation, should we implement this? Or are they just rubbing their hands together like houseflies, saying, oh, imagine how much money we're going to save using this. Finally, Tara says, tech's racing ahead without looking at the environmental cost. We're extracting resources faster than the planet can handle. Yeah, I mean, a lot of truth to that too. Carmen says, good morning, friends. How are you doing, Carmen? Welcome, welcome. So how do I feel about this? I honestly believe technology is cold, you know? Do we, you know, any kind of, we don't blame certain technology we tend to blame technology for the things that work in our own detriment, right? So, okay, kids are developing these psychological issues, body image problems because of Instagram. My God, Instagram, allowing people to post the best versions of themselves and nothing, and making people feel bad. But that's not Instagram posting that. That's other humans posting that. It's other humans that created AI. It's other humans that create the guardrails. It's other humans that are replacing people with technology in the workplace. It's other humans doing all this. We tend to anthropomorphize the idea of technology as a whole. We tend to anthropomorphize it, but technology has no agenda. As Leo did say there, I mean, look, it's just a tool. Most of the problems where morality bumps up against tech. What's really happening is human morality bumping up against human greed. Does that make sense? So I think if we have a problem with technology, what we really have is a problem with a reflection of ourselves. And I think that is the real issue here. Sorry, I can't go to the poll today. I mean, it does show 100% true. Although I would say it's a little bit more nuanced than that. And I would probably lean towards false, if anything. I don't think technology outpaces our morality. Technology has no morality of its own. I think what technology provides is an outlet for our worst instincts. And that, my friends, sadly, has always outpaced our more positive instincts. But you know what Grandpa Bo would say about that, right? He would say, Rob, that's just your opinion. And opinions, they're like buttholes. Everyone has one and they all stink. Let's move on to today's 100 humans. Oh my God. It was a long walk to work today across snow-capped mountains and through river valleys. And on that walk, I encountered 100 humans and I asked them all a question. Today's question was, name something there is too much of on social media. Nombra algo de lo que hay demasiado en las redes sociales. Name something that there is too much of on social media. I asked them that question. They gave me their answers. I'm in possession of the top 7 answers right here. Your job in the chat is to identify those top 7 answers. Big thanks to La Chica de la Segunda Fila, Izzy, Rafaelka, Juan Areo, Rosa, Gemma Racino, Clara, David, Lopez, Ravdos. God, do I go through all of these? Javier, Carlos, Vera, Vero, Ana Kassan. I could go. There are a lot of you. Thank you all for commenting. Okay, so as we do customarily, we go to the Natch first for the first answer. Natch, what is there too much of on social media, sir?
Ads.
Ads. Too many advertisements. Anuncios, right? Ugh. I don't even think they work. There's a fascinating article I read about ad blindness in a psychology review. I mean, I don't even see the ads anymore. Do you? I mean, unless it's particularly funny or something or memorable, I don't see them. So ads. Is advertisement there? Yes, it is. Well done, Natch. Well done. No one on in the audience said ads today, but a bunch of people did on Instagram. Juan Carlos Vera. Well, no, a bunch of people. Yeah, Carmen said it on Instagram. Yeah, ads. It's there. And it's the number one answer. My God. Okay. There's a bunch of creative answers here. I'm just reading Elisa's comment. She says, too much gossip. Too much cheese moreo.
Será posible.
Thank you.
Vaya nivelazo.
You taught me that one. See, he's always quick to give the nivelazos when he's taught me a particular thing. When it's just something I've picked up. Right? Eh, whatever. So, ads is there. Gossip, sadly, it's not there. It's not there. Well, no, I mean, we'll put a pin in gossip and we'll come back to it. Let's go to the audience, see what they're saying. Eugene says, food. Too much food on social media. God, yeah. You know? There is. Did you really eat at a restaurant if you didn't post a picture of it? Photos or it didn't happen? Ugh. Is it there? Food. No, it's not. But I'm just reading some of the answers here on Instagram. They're funny. Gym pictures. Gym pictures. Fotos del gimnasio. Oh. Sam, it's a good answer, but not there. I'm sorry. Sorry. Wap, wap, wow. That just had to run, I think. Gym pictures is good. Think gym pictures, but everywhere. You know, why are people taking... What are they taking a photo of in the gym? There you'll get one of our answers. There's a clue for you. Sam also says food pics. Vero says gossiping. What is a tronista? A tronista. Tronistas y chonis. I have no idea what a tronista or a choni is. My God. You guys. Lies, says Carmen. Too much falsehood. Oh, God. You guys are so... You're dancing around a few answers. You know what? Lies. I'll tell you what. I'm going to give it to you. Yeah! Oh, Natchi's back. Lies is not technically there, but fake news is. I see gossip in the chat. I see lies. I think fake news. So fake news is there. 6 of 100 humans said that one. It's in fifth place. All right. Let's see. People insulting other people freely, says Vero. Oof. People insulting other people. We could say negativity, right? Too much negativity on social media. Is it there? Yes, it is. Well done, friends. My God, you're on fire. 19 of 100 humans said negativity. Well done. My God. All right. Yeah, it's Eugene here says selfies. Is it there? Yes, it is. Well done. Natch, Sam says tronistas and chonis. What does that mean? What does that mean?
Tronistas is from a Spanish TV show that is Mujeres, Hombres y Viceversa.
Okay.
There was like guys there and or ladies and the other, there are people that wanted to flirt with them.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So, you know, would it, I mean, I kind of know what it means. Tronista.
Yeah, the guy that sits in the throne.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm going to give it. Yeah. Although not exactly the same. Perhaps online, tronista, chonny, someone who's just trying to be picky and funny all the time. We would call that a troll, Natch. Kind of not exactly the same. Yeah, I know you're going to criticize me, but we need to get through this. Oh, we're going to say troll. So, yeah, it's there. It's the seventh place. We've still got two more to go, Natch. Jeez. Yeah, I know it's not the same. It's all good. I can claim innocence by being a... because I'm a giddy. Oh, yeah, I know what that means. Troll, right? Next. Oh, dear. I'm seeing here what, falseness. No, we did that one. Fake news. People insulting each other freely. That's a troll, isn't it? Thank you. Vero, good answer. Selfies. Carmen says cats and kittens. Can you really have too many cats and kittens in your feed? I don't think so. Yeah, I'm not even a cat person, but even I like seeing pictures of cats and animals. Dark Muesli's with us. He says, bots. Too many bots. What's the problem with bots, Natch? These fake accounts? They send you spam messages, right? To your DMs. Ugh. I hate that. So maybe bots might not be there, but is spam there? Yes, it is. Well done. See what I do, Natch? See? If someone says a different answer, I find a way to link it to an answer that's there so we can keep the show moving. Sometimes more successfully than others. So well done, Dark Muesli. There's only one more to get, my friends. Let's take a little look at what people said on Instagram. Too much happiness, says Izzy. Agreed. Izzy's been spending too much time around me. She's like, no more happiness, gross. She also says too many boobs online. Yeah, Izzy doesn't know what the hell she's talking about. Destiny Velazo. Postureo. Sure, too much postureo. I like that. That's from Chica de la Segunda Fila. Idyllic places and fake happenings, says Rafelka. Good one. Too many likes, says Juan Areo. Lack of reality, says Rosa. Fake news, fraud, and people pretending. Clara did say trolls. Well done, Clara Villasan. David Lopez, fake news and sensationalism. God, you got the guys on Instagram actually killed it today. The absence of more Rob Grams, says Ravdos. I don't know. I think there's entirely too much Rob Grams on social media. I would like there to be less. Juan Carlos says ads. Vero says gossip. People doing silly things, says Anna Kassan. Dancing badly and putting makeup on. True story. Materia Scura, mature people, influencers, pretending to be teenagers. Oh, God, yeah. Too much ego, advertising. That's from Pedro and from Carmen. There's one that you haven't got. Okay. This is also something that was in our list yesterday of things you can watch on TV that's bad for your mental health. Especially this season, coming into November, there will be a lot of this online in America. What am I talking about, Natch? The Cambridge Analytica scandal. Cambridge Analytica influenced this. Oof, you're not going to get it, are you? Okay, the answer. Is this one that I win today? I think it might be. The answer is politics. Oh, Eugene, you got it right at the end. Well done. Elections, politics, Nuriatam and Eugene got it. Oh, Natch. You're losing your mojo, man. What's happening to the Oracle? What is even happening to him? Okay, well done. There we go. So I asked 100 humans to name something there's too much of on social media. In position number
7.
Trolls, which is vastly different from Tronies. That's Echonies, but whatever. Clara on Instagram said trolls, so we're going to give it to her. In position number
6.
4 of 100 humans said selfies. Too many selfies. I have to admit, I have a few selfies. You know, you're not much of a selfie person, Natch. Yeah, I admire that about you. See? In position number
5.
Fake news. Too much fake news. Gonna build a wall. Too much fake news. Entirely too much. In position number
4.
Too much politics on social media. Jeez. Let us have fun. Upload your photos of your feet on a beach. Keep your politics out of it. In position number
3.
Spam. Too much spam online. Ugh, these robot accounts that send you messages. Ugh, please. In position number
2.
Too much negativity on social media. And finally, in position number
1.
Too many ads. Too much advertising. Too much. All right, let's move on to today's Complete the News.
Complete the News.
Okay, my friends, here we are in Complete the News. I'm going to give you a real news headline, un titular, this time from ArsTechnica.com. I'm going to give you a real news headline, but I'm going to leave out some information. You guys are going to identify the missing information, A, B, or C. Here we go. Trash, basura, trash from blank may have hit a house in Florida. Basura de blank podría haber golpeado una casa en Florida. But what is it? Is it A, trash from a Boeing 787 airplane? Is it B, trash from a factory explosion in China? Una explosión de fábrica en China. Or is it C, the International Space Station? C, la Estación Espacial Internacional, I think you call it. I don't know. Okay, A, B, or C, trash from blank may have hit a house in Florida. A, B, or C. Is it A, from a Boeing 747, B, from a factory explosion in China, or C, from the International Space Station? Woo! What do you think, Natch?
B.
You think B, a factory explosion in China? Yeah. If Alligator had have been there, for the laughs, everyone would have said Alligator. Had to happen in Florida as well, right? All right, let's see. Whoa, the audience are pretty decided. 100% of the audience are voting for C, the International Space Station. It's very much Natch versus audience. Is it true what I said earlier? Has Natch lost his mojo? Let's find out. So something hit a house in Florida. It was trash from... The answer is C, the International Space Station. Well done to the audience. Woo! You guys killed it. Look at that. Yeah, a cylindrical object believed to be space debris from the International Space Station crashed through the roof of Alejandro Otero's home in Naples, Florida. There you go. Just sat there watching your reality TV, watching Gold Rush Moon. And a big cylindrical object falls from the International Space Station. Go figure. All right, guys, that's all we've got time for today. I'll be back with a lunchtime show this afternoon, tomorrow morning, with more Probo Show Madness. Guys, so many things you could have been doing this morning. Instead of doing those things, you took the time to spend some time with me, and it means the world. See you next time.